You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win 4-1. Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win is 8-1. I think I've mentioned it to you off air, Lee, but the next month is going to tell the tale as far as Manchester United's title credentials are concerned.
Yeah.
They've got three difficult away games, starting with this one. They've got Manchester City at home and a trip to Moscow in the Champions League sandwiched in between. So it's going to seriously test the strength of depth in this squad. They look a big price, though, here at 7-2 to win at Arsenal, who were beaten midweek in the Champions League.
They do look a big price, don't they? Yeah. And once again, Wenger, I mean, God knows what he's doing. I mean, I'm finding myself agreeing more and more with Derek as the longer this goes on with Wenger. I was dead against Derek originally, you know, saying he's great for the game, he knows what he's doing, he's got consistency. But now he doesn't even be able to see, doesn't seem to be able to do it in the Champions League either. I mean, just a strange performance from them once again, and just highlights their lack of solidity, I guess, in the middle of the park.
Everyone's talking about leadership, aren't they, at the moment?
Well, we've been talking about that for a decade, haven't we? I mean, it's every single year. Who is the leader? They bring Cech in to lead the team from the back, and they don't play him. I mean, it's unbelievable, really. But, you know, looking at Van Gaal's record away from home at the big clubs since he took over, and it's hard to get a handle on it, really. I mean, he's... They went to, you know, they've lost at Everton, they've lost at Chelsea, they beat Liverpool away, drew 0-0 at Tottenham, beat Arsenal 2-1. Remember that Gibbs scored an own goal, Rooney got a late one, and then Giroud scored a consolation in stoppage time. So it's a bit of a mixed bag there, really. I think Arsenal will be quite nervous. I'm fascinated to see how they approach this game. I think if Van Gaal sends his team out there to play on the counter and attack Arsenal, then I think we could see a real open game. If it's just a possession-based performance from Manchester United, you know, and don't give Arsenal the opportunity to attack, then I think we're in for a bit of a drab one, to be fair. We've not really spoken that much about Anthony Martial on this podcast, despite his great start to his career. But I was thinking this week, you know, this is a 19-year-old Frenchman who is being compared to Thierry Henry. Where was Wenger? Well, I mean, and maybe he didn't want to pay $35 million, which is absolutely fair enough, to be fair. But, I mean, I haven't read any stories about, you know, has he been courting him? Because he's the sort of player you'd imagine. He's had some fantastic French players in his team.
Definitely.
And you'd imagine, as a young Frenchman, if you want to go to the Premier League, he would be the kind of guy, you'd think he'd be the guy you'd go to, you know, want to be managed by, I presume. So I think he's quite a nice price here. You know, I think he'll get chances against this Arsenal defence as well, who, as we know, aren't fantastic. And you're getting 9-5 about a guy who's in form, who they're obviously liking. And I think you might get a little play on the super sub as well. If he goes off, I think, you know, his replacement, you've obviously got running for you as well. So I'm not going to go for a result. I agree with you that the 7-2 is big, but I'm going to go for Anthony Martial to score at any time at 9-5.
Have a look at that headline offer as well.
Yep.
Anthony Martial to score and Man United to win 8-1 here with William Hill. Incredible decision midweek, Derek, not to play Petr Cech and to play Ospina instead. You just wonder what goes through Wenger's mind on occasion.
Well, he's lost the plot, hasn't he, big time? I said it 6 or 7 years ago, and nothing that's happened in that time has made me change my mind. I mean, in the Champions League, he's lost 6 of the last 12 home games in the Champions League, and this isn't against top opposition. You know, it's against mugs like Anderlecht and Olympiacos, teams like that.
Yeah.
You know what? It's astonishing that his job is never questioned. The very rare occasions there is, they'll go out and beat somebody like Sunderland 6-0 and then all is well again. Well, it isn't. I mean, if I was an Arsenal fan, I'd be even more peed off than I am as a Liverpool fan right now. You know, everybody knew what they needed, and now they're paying the price for not paying the price for a decent striker. I mean, the fans are cursing the fact that Danny Welbeck is always injured and Olivier Giroud isn't. I mean, that's how bad it is now. I mean, they're just... I think they're a shambles, Arsenal. I really do. In fact, I read somewhere that in a survey, only 25% of British people said football was still their favourite sport. But that survey was conducted at the Emirates. That's how bad things are for them there. And I can't believe Man United's price here, 7-2. Arsenal are there for the taking. This is the team, Man United, the top of the league, playing against a team who have, you know, who have been softened up recently. At home, they've only won 1 in 3. They've only scored 2 goals at home, just being beaten by moderate European opposition. And Man United 72. I think it's an unbelievable price, and I'll be on it all day long.
72 Manchester United to win the game.
I still reckon you take Champions League football every single season, Derek, as a Liverpool fan.
Well, no, well, what is the point, though, Lee? I mean, what is the point? You know exactly.
Getting better. It's not as if, well, no, you get better players. That you can attract better players. That's
but have they,
problem.
Though? Have
well,
they, though?
No, I'm not saying they are, but if you had a good manager... If you had a manager,
theoretically, you will, but yeah. Realistically, if you're Arsenal, no. I mean, and it's, the thing is, yeah, well, we're in the Champions League.
Pocket, isn't it?
Listen, Liverpool, how many times Liverpool qualified for the Champions League in that time? No, about probably a third of the time Arsenal happened, and then yet they've been to two finals. When Liverpool get there, they do something about it. Arsenal, you know, first knockout stage, and they're out, except for this season when they'll be out in the group stages. I just can't understand how the man can never be questioned.
Yeah, well, he does get strange questioned, though, doesn't he? I mean, the fans question
him. No, he gets questioned by the fans and the press, but no one... inside the club on the board
it doesn't get it.
Because
never
they've got 200 million quid in the bank. That's
there's
why,
never a
there?
Question mark in the press about him. There's not even a circumflex. He has so many acolytes in the press, it's unbelievable. There's me and one other who have ever given him stick. That's it.
Who's the other one, Derek?
Steve Howard in the Sun. That's it. The only two who've been able to see through him.
Okay, Manchester United then for Derek.
I haven't read that. John Cross has released a book about him, hasn't he? I haven't read if it's a kind of warts and all expose of his inadequacies or if it's just a nice book about how great he is.
I think it's the latter.
Oh, right, okay.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah. Well, there's a name for books like that, autobiographies.
Arsenal 21-20 to win the game. The draw 9-5, Man United 7-2. If you're looking at the headline offers, Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win is 4-1. Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win in the market at 8-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.